Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Hello, and welcome back to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we've just came back from Atomic Blonde.
God damn it, it was.
With my girl, Charlize Theron.
Her name was Lorraine.
Charlize Theron playing a action spy on this movie, which actually was a graphic novel called The Coldest City by Anthony Johnston and Sam Hart back in 2012. So I wanted to find out if this was an original screenplay or was it adapted from something, and they adapted it from a graphic novel, and it revolves around a spy who has to find a list of double agents that was smuggling into the West during the time of the collapse of the Berlin Wall. So picture this, back in, I guess is the early 80s, the Reagan era, where the wall was coming down, Russia was collapsing, and it was a cold war between Russia, the East Germans, West Germans, and all of that. And all in between all of that, there was some espionage spy shit going on. But this one actual person, which was, what's her name, Lorraine what? She was Lorraine Brogdon, is the most elite spy in MI6. So she was a British operative. And it was, they told her she needed to go to Berlin to find this list of spies. And while you're there, there is a double agent.
Dun, 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 dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So, that's the setup. So, Alicia, how did you follow along on the storyline?
Oh, my God. I loved it. Oh, no. Because you don't want to get me started. I'm like,
no, you can.
Okay. Because, you know, I want to be like that kick ass, that she was like kick ass and got her ass kicked. And it was like off the chain. Like, yeah, girl. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, you're like, what should I wear? I'm like, and she drank vodka, too. I was like, oh, my girl, if you want some vodka. It wasn't my favorite vodka, but she was a vodka drinking bitch. I was like, oh my God, this was awesome. Had some, and it reminded me of me being, us living in Germany too. You know, because they kept bringing back the old school music that we used to listen to back then. Yeah. I was like, my eyes was wide open. I could not get enough of her. Could not. She wore badass. She was like, wore these badass clothes, badass shoes. I mean, her coats was off the chain. She had the boots that came to her knees. I was like, she was off the chain, kick ass. I loved it. I loved every bit of it.
So you love the action about it, right?
Love everything about it.
So you love the story?
Yeah, I thought the story was really good.
So follow me along with the story and to the end, because I wanted to see how much of the story did you follow along with what was going on.
Okay.
Or did you know what was going on early, and then when it came to a point, you kind of like, okay, I knew that.
No, because it was really a twist, because where I thought I knew, I didn't know.
Okay.
Because there was, you know, she was a triple, quadruple agent. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I think, but from the beginning, she was a spy. She was a spy
for the British.
She was a spy for the British, as we know of from the beginning.
Right.
Okay. So she was supposed to find the triple, quadruple spy that was in the organization. And they said, you need to eliminate that person.
Right.
They didn't say who it was. They didn't know who it was.
No, they didn't.
I mean, so it was like there was a list. They need to get that list. She had to go to Berlin. I mean, it was like she had to find the list.
Yeah, so she had to find the list.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of simple though, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So when she got there, there was a station agent that was there. That was played by James McAvoy, which is, I like this dude. This dude is just, he shows up in all different kinds of areas. He's just a really, really good actor. So he was the agent that was controlling Berlin from both sides, from the east side and the west side. So she had to hook up with him to kind of find out who had the list. And come to find out, there was a German agent that had the list. But he not only had the list, he memorized all the names. So he knew who was the double agent. He also knew who was who all the way along. So they wanted her to find the list and to find him. But there was something about James McAvoy that just smelled a little differently. And you saw how that was going along. So how did you follow along with him, though, Alicia?
With James McAvoy? Mm-hmm. He was just crazy cool. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was like, you know, it was like, I was like, damn, he's an asshole. But he was just crazy. You know, but he was like spying on, it seemed like he was spying on every goddamn body.
Yeah, he was spying on everybody.
So it was like, okay, would he be, you know, an asshole kind of guy? Or, I mean, I liked him until, you know, it got to the point where he was just spying on everybody. And you didn't know that he was doing it.
No, but it, you know, as you moved along, you know, you see that since he wanted to have the control of the area, this was his city. You know, you come to find that later on, he's saying, I love Berlin. This is the kind of city I want. And it's the city that he want. You always did deals with the bad people and the good people.
Right.
And the east side and the west side. He was the guy who had that controlled both ends. So right. He felt that he was the go-to guy in this whole scenario. So he played it pretty well. And there was another young lady. She was from the French operative. Her name was Delphi. And she was following, you know, Charlize Theron around. Kind of like an alternative love interest. Except for having a male, they had a female.
I thought that was cool, too.
I thought it was different.
Yeah, it was a different twist.
It wasn't bad.
But it was
a different,
yes,
you know,
was.
Approach
it was.
On that.
Yes,
so
it was.
That was cool. And, you know, she was afraid because, you know, her being there, things just got more intense. So she was afraid because she was like, yo, stuff is just getting really, really intense. And I'm really not prepared for this.
Right.
But she had to do what she had to do because she was an agent for France. So it opens up, the movie kind of opens up with Charlize Theron like in a bathtub full of ice with bruises all over her body. And you was like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean.
Well, it actually didn't open up. The other guy that was another agent was killed by a big Russian agent. And then it switches and say, I think 10 weeks later. Or 10 days later, and then it switches to Charlize. So as Charlize comes back to the British embassy, she's being questioned by her superiors,
right.
Which was Toby right. Jones was one of the superiors. And John Goodman showed up as the CIA agent.
Sure did.
So he was a CIA agent representing Langley. And James Faulkner, that dude is like really cool. I've seen him on a lot of different British films, and he played Germans too, but he was higher than Toby Jones. I don't know their show names because it wasn't that interesting to know their name. But them two, so they the one who sent her there and said these are the things you need to do. But for some reason, they was debriefing. It was called the debriefing, and then the CIA agent was up inside of it.
Right,
and she was, you know, she whispered on it. I don't want him in here. She said, "Ooh, the CIA guy. I don't want him in here." And she said, "Cocksucker." What did you say? What did you say?
Nothing.
I didn't say anything. Mm-mm. Did you hear me say? No, I didn't hear you say anything. Mm-mm. Hey, you want to rewind the film back, the tape back? He was like, "No, whatever." So, and it went from that. So she goes to Berlin. As soon as she gets off the plane, there's people that's trying to capture her and take her to like one of the big main guys of East Germany. I'm not sure if he was Russian or German. Do you know?
I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
Remember the guys that pulled all of those young kids out of the club and he beat them?
I think
them
they were Russian.
Yeah, it must have been Russian.
They were Russian because remember the Berlin Wall was still up. So the Russians was they're still in control when they
went there. Yeah, true. So the Russian was in control of the Germans that was over there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so all of the gangsters was the Germans on that end. So they were just dealing with them in a certain way, but he sent his group out to get, you know, Charlize Theron, and she beat the shit out of them. So they're in the car, and you know, I love to see fight scenes in a car because there's not enough room, but you got to be accurate in everything that you do.
She
took off her shoe, was beating the shit out.
No, they were red shoes for it to be, and they were some badass red shoes. They were extreme. Them heels were like, I was like, oh my god, if I could wear them again, I can't.
So she was just tearing them up, and you know, got into. She caused them to get into a car accident, and there was a car that was following them. Come to find out, it was James McAvoy again. So James McAvoy was following behind them, and she was like, why didn't you show up earlier? He was like, looked like you had it covered. And, you know, so, but he was an asshole, but he was cool like that.
I know.
So I thought it was pretty cool like this.
And you know what? I have to say, the wardrobe.
Percival. That was his name. His name was Percival.
The wardrobe was amazing because he
so
had
it was these, the 70s wardrobe.
Right. And
so,
I loved the way because he had
this, early 80s.
He had these ugly ass V-neck sweater on. And I was like, oh my goodness. That's what they were wearing back in that time. I was buying you V-neck sweaters.
Yeah, so in Germany and at that time, that's what you wore.
Yep.
Big, heavy, long coats.
The coats she had on.
All
like
that.
I said,
so that's all the coats that, if you see this, Alicia had about 5 different coats like that.
Oh, my God.
Because I bought all the coats that was like that. But it was so cool. That was the time to buy them, you know.
They were, I mean, I loved it. I loved it. Every time she said, what should I wear?
So it was cool. So she began to try to figure out what was going on. There was an underground network in Britain, and there was just a lot of things going on. And she was dealing with people who she knew and people who she didn't know. There was a guy that was a watchmaker, and the watchmaker made watches that inscribed different things within it, and you had to, you know, read the codes out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So she dealt with him. There was a guy on the East Berlin side that she dealt with. He was cool too. He was what was his name? Merkel, but his name is Bill Skarsgård, wherever. The way it's spelled, it looks like it's from Finland or Swedish name. He got one of those names. But that was pretty cool. You also had the guy named was Spyglass. That was the guy who had all the names. You've seen him before.
He's the one that, what is it? They gave him, he had the list, but he gave it to the other guy. And so he memorized the list.
Yeah, so since they couldn't get the list, the alternative was to get him.
Right.
Because he memorized the list.
Yeah, he memorized the list, so that was interesting. So they had to get him across the border.
But they put him in hiding, so you never knew where he was. But in the meantime, the Russian guy who killed the first agent took the watch.
Right.
From the agent.
The
first agent.
Right.
And he was just trying to sell it. So he was trying to sell it to the highest bidder. So he even went into the watch place where the agents go to and said, I got a unique item that I'm trying to sell. He said, just tell all your buyers that I have a item to sell. But it was the watch, and the watch had all of the stuff on there.
Right.
So, you know, so along the way, you know, she dealt with the Delphine, and Delphine happened to know Percival, who was James McAvoy. That was his name, David Percival, inside of there. So it was her assisting in one way, and then her going back and forth saying, Percival is setting me up. So Charlize was thinking every time she did something, she showed up at the other agent's house and the damn cops showed up. And she was like, yo, what? The only person who knew I was going there was Percival.
Yeah,
Percival. She said, this dude trying to set me up.
Yeah.
So, you know, so she beat the shit out of them. It's like a set of two forces. It's about eight different cops that was up there and two downstairs. So it was like 10 altogether. But she turned the music up loud. So after she beat a group of their ass, they don't even know what's coming on. And then the next two will show up. And then the other ones will show up. And they was just showing up slowly but surely. And she beat their ass with a rope or was a tube, something.
It was a water hose.
A water hose. So she was beating their ass with a water hose.
I was like, this is just amazing. Because I was just enjoying every bit of what she did. Sorry, everything.
So, yeah. And so it went through it. But it was a little tit for tat back and forth. McAvoy just so happened to put a bug into her coat. So he was tracking the things that she did. You know, she was not giving him information because she didn't trust him. But it was just going back and forth. She was on the east side of Germany, of Berlin, and then back on the west side. And she just kept going back and forth trying to get her information. But the bottom line is they finally got to Spyglass Guy and was trying to get him over the border. And we find then that Percival was double-crossing him. Because you see earlier that he met with that Russian guy. That was a watchmaker. He met with the Russian guy that was the big gangster. So he met with him and was saying, hey, look, let's get this together and he'll get him the list and go from there. So right then and there, you say, ah, he's the double agent. Oh, man, he's the fucking double agent. I knew it was him, you know, because the way how he did things. But all throughout the thing, they kept saying, you've done some dirty things. You know, what people don't know, you've done some things that wasn't really so ethical as well. Or you've done some things. And they just kept saying that about her. And she was like, whatever. And she like played it off like no guilt, no anything. She just pretty much played it off. But then, you know, so it gets down to when did she figure it out?
When she started figuring it out was when she said that the only person that knew that I was going to this apartment was Percival. And that's when the police was there.
That's it, though? No, but after that, there was
everything. She knew then. After that, she knew who was following her and everything she was doing. So she was careful. When she was with the girl, what's her name? Oh, with, was it Define?
Delfina.
Delfina. That's when she knew that everything was being, you know, she couldn't say anything because she knew everything was being recorded.
Yeah, and she was taking, and Delphine was taking a lot of pictures too. So she was taking pictures and following. Then we find out throughout there that she was taking pictures. So she knew what was going on as well. So,
yeah, she was following everybody. Delfina was following everybody.
Yep.
She was. So she was getting her pictures too. But just like she said, she was told him, first of all, you ain't had to kill her. You ain't had to kill her.
So he knew he had to get rid of her because she said, I know a lot of things about you too. But he came in and he killed her. So, but, you know, she had an alternative plan because he had a plan set up for Spyglass to get killed, you know, Percival. But she set up that the guys would walk him out and they'll have umbrellas. And so the snipers in the buildings didn't know where he was. So that was kind of like, whoa. So he was pissed. And he happens to, as she was walking him out, he shot him. So he personally shot him.
Percival
shot him.
Sorry, the eyeglass guy.
Spyglass,
yeah. He shot him on the side. She also was trying to find out who the sniper was.
Yeah, so she tore off a rear view mirror off one of the cars and found out what building they was in. So when she found out what building it was, then she was like, we got to end this. So basically trying to get them not to follow her anymore. So she goes in this building and is just very intense battle between these big ass dudes and her. And she was using any and everything to kick their ass. She shot them. She stabbed them. Threw them down the stairs. They threw her around. Beat the hell out of her. But she was like, I'm going to have to save this guy. And she actually got him all the way out, into the car, down the street, until they knocked her ass into the water and she couldn't save him.
Yeah, she took...
He drowned. Yeah, and she had to get the hell up out of there.
She took the police car. She took the police car.
Yeah, so she walked out and she threatened the police guy and put a gun to his head and grabbed him and grabbed the police car and just drove off. But the guy that she beat up at the beginning and got into the car accident and he had his neck in a neck brace, he actually caught up to her and knocked the man in the water.
Yeah, she tried to save the spyglass guy, but his leg was caught up underneath the... something in the car, and she couldn't save
him. Yeah, she just couldn't save him.
And then she said that she always saved everybody, but she couldn't save him.
She said she never lost a package.
Yep.
But this is the first one because she was double crossed. Triple crossed, yeah. Whatever. But so after all of that, she went and she knew Percival had something to do with it. So she went to his house or the place that he was staying, and she saw all his surveillance equipment. And she said, this dude, you know, he was doing all of this, tracking me. And this guy's a double crosser. So
all this time, they really was supposed to be looking for the triple spy. Because honest and truthfully, that's what they really, he was really looking for. He knew who she was because he found out he had the information.
So, yeah, he knew it because he already knew who she was.
Right. He knew who she was.
And she didn't get a chance to look at it, but she knew who she was.
Right. She knew who she was. But through the whole movie, you thought Percival was the triple spy.
No, but he showed you he was the triple spy. But was he the triple spy? You didn't even know there was another spy.
No, you didn't.
You knew that based on what he was doing, he was the double agent.
Right.
You know, you just said, oh, he's the double agent.
Right.
That's
the guy, yeah.
Because he showed that he was.
No, remember, she was a spy for Germany.
So, did you know she was a spy for Germany?
No.
Did you know she was a spy for anybody else?
No, you
but
really...
But he showed you he was a spy right. for Russia
and Britain. And Berlin. So,
And Britain.
And the United States.
No, he wasn't a spy for the United States.
Didn't he talk to...
Oh, he talked to them because he was there.
Oh, he was selling. Yeah, he was selling that. Yeah,
he
was selling.
So he said, I got it, and the CIA is involved. So
right.
Showed up.
Right.
But he was an agent for the British
and the Russians.
And Russian.
And so Russian, right.
He revealed that, yeah, that's the double agent guy.
Right, right.
You know, so that's how they painted it, you know, in that way. But then come to find out, you know, once everything was said and done, you know, she killed his ass. Because
he would
he killed a French girl and had no reason to do that.
But also, he knew about her.
Yeah. So he knew because he went through all of it, mm-hmm. you know. Because even when John Goodman was the CIA guy, said, oh, no, Lorraine is still alive. And he was like, oh, you can see in his face, like, damn, she's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you always thought he was pissed because she knew he was the double agent.
Right.
But that's not why he was pissed. He was pissed because he knew more. So even in the end, so after they questioned her, she showed the pictures of him with the Russians. She, which was funny, she had a tape of him talking and with the surveillance. But what she did was she taped a bunch of different conversations together to make up that conversation that he was a double agent, but she had the pictures to prove it as well.
Right.
So they just said, oh, well, can't do nothing about that. So they said, all of this got to be pushed under the rug, and that was it. So She walks out and they told her, well, you're good to go. Take some time off until everything settles down and then we'll give you a call. So you're thinking, okay, she finally gets to relax. They figured out who the double agent was. But you figured out something else was going on, but you just really didn't know. So then they'll show up that she goes to France, Paris, right?
Yeah, she goes to Paris, France.
So I thought, you know, that leading to that, she was like, maybe she's going to see the parents of this, the Delphine, or something to do with the French people and all. But she meets with the Russian gangster. Come to find out, she said, thank you, comrade. And he said, thank you, comrade. So you know that she is the double agent. So she was a double agent for Russia, and she was a double agent for Britain. And she gives him the watch, and he goes, okay. She was like, oh, the way you're looking at me, it looked like you want to kill me. And he was like, oh, yeah. He still doesn't say nothing. Then a whole group of guys come in there, and one of the guys rolls out some plastic, right?
Yep, rolls out the plastic.
So he rolls out the plastic, and he said, give me the professional courtesy by standing on the plastic, please. And she was like, okay. But she reaches into the champagne ice, what you call it?
Ice bucket, yep.
Ice bucket, and pulls out a gun and starts to fire off on all the people in the goddamn room. She just blows them all away and shoots the other guy in the neck and the main gangster guy. She's like, understand, I never worked for you. You worked for me. I gave you information in order for you to give me information, in order to pass information on to who I wanted to pass information to. Understand that. And he just bleeds to death and lays on the floor.
I think she shot him in the head.
No, she shot him in the neck because he was doing this.
Mm-hmm. Then she shot him in the head. And
she killed him in the end. But, you know, well, yeah, he bled to death, but he died immediately. A bullet to the head will stop things kind of quickly. But he was on the floor bleeding to death. But then she was like, bam, take that, bastard. And then she walks out, and then our boy from East Berlin, he's out there, Merkel, that made sure she was fine. He was dressed up as a little like bellboy bringing in the snacks.
I loved him.
He was cool. Mm-hmm. He was a smart, you know, tech guy for her in the time where tech wasn't even tech ready yet. So mm-hmm. that was kind of cool too. Then she driven to a private airport, gets into the plane, and sits next to John Goodman. And then you find out she's working for the CIA. End of story. And your thought of all that? You said you loved it.
Oh, that was it. That's it for me.
So, the most I liked about it was the action. I thought it was pretty dumb. I think the storyline and the plot was so obvious. It made no sense. It didn't even explain why she was a triple agent. It just said she was a triple agent. They didn't get into what she was passing along and for what purpose. They just said you was a triple agent. And since the other guy that you saw was a triple agent, and you knew why he wanted to do it, because he loved Berlin. He likes the ability to trade information, so he'll be the guy. There was no reason for her to be a triple agent. They showed no reason why she needed a triple agent. It was very dumb plot line. So, if you took it as a action movie, the action sequences was fantastic. I caught that, you know, it wasn't her all the time. You know, she did, they did a couple of things. They had her hair over her face, the wig over her face. So when she was beating people, if you look at her face, it didn't look like her. It was a little more stiff. You see the cheekbones and that. Then when she was outside, she had no reason to raise up her turtleneck over her face. But she did it again. And I was like, oh, okay, this must be somebody else now. So the cut came to that. So, but the action sequence was like, if you want to compare it to John Wick, it was she fought more than John Wick. John Wick was shooting the shit out of people. He didn't fight people. He was accurately shooting them. He had no reason to continue to shoot. He shot so accurately, they were down. And he was going for headshots each and every time. So that was like more awesome than him fighting. He was fighting with the guns. She was actually fighting these people. And they was bruising the hell out of her. And she got her ass kicked. But she made sure I left a mark on all of these guys. Every single one of them. So, but I just thought the story was just so badly done. It was this plot and storyline was to make her a triple agent at the end didn't make sense. There was nothing to say, oh, that's why she did this. Oh, that's why she was a triple agent. Oh, it was none of that. It was like, what? Okay. They didn't have no reason for her even to be the Russian double agent. I didn't understand all of that. But that didn't pretty much matter. You was just kind of looking at the, what you call it then. You said you liked the story, though.
I loved it. It was amazing. I think that, and they said that she did all her stunts.
Okay.
Yeah, they said she did all her stunts. I'm reading it right now, pulling off her own stunts.
So that was pretty cool, but it didn't look like it was her all the time. But if you said it,
I mean,
we can go from there. I'm not calling anybody a liar. Just didn't look like it all the time.
Okay.
But, you know, if that was her, you know, good to go for her because she was kicking ass. And the fighting sequence was so well done. I always compare it to stupid Iron Fist. And I was looking at Iron Fist and I hated every bit of it. This dude's supposed to be the master Iron Fist, and he can barely fight. He wasn't clean with his fighting. The choreographer was just terrible. The one on here, man, this woman was kicking guys' ass.
Yeah,
and these dudes were big.
Yeah, and
it wasn't like they weren't, you know, let's get some lightweight guys that just show up. No, these were huge Russian fucking dudes.
It reminded me of I liked it because it reminded me of, what's his name? Goodness. My favorite actor who did, I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
What does he play on?
We just saw him in a preview of a movie where he was the guy who had to be the kill the gangster.
Kill the gangster.
Yeah, remember he killed gangsters and he's like, I gotta take care of my family. We saw the previews at the movie. Oh goodness, where is his name? I can't remember. I keep thinking, it'll come to me. He did Ocean 11. That's it.
So Matt Damon?
Matt Damon. Matt Damon's movies that he always.
Oh, the fight scenes in the bit. Yeah, so all of the Born Identity.
Born Identity, exactly.
Was fantastic.
Yeah.
Those fight scenes was close scenes, natural fighting ability, not no straight, no kung fu karate. These were
fight scenes. Right.
You know, survival fight scenes.
Yeah, and that's what this movie reminded me, just the woman version of it.
I loved it that she was a woman because she said, I'm going to kick everybody's ass. I don't care. Y'all coming for me? It don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to kick your ass. And she was fine with it. And I love the way it looked natural. You know, when they got their hands on her, they beat her.
Yes, they sure did.
They didn't hesitate.
And I like the fact they showed that she had bruises. She was bruised. And you saw the pain she went through.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that she was a person that, you know, even though she wanted to look good, even when she, at the end, when she took off her coat, you saw the bruises on her arm that they were healing.
But they were still there.
They were still there. I was
they don't heal right away.
You know what? I like this shit. I like this. That show. Yeah, she kick ass. And she's like black eyes and everything because she could fight her ass off.
Action movie, I'm okay with it. As a movie, it was terrible.
Okay.
Because this. Yeah, so let's go to John Wick. You knew why John Wick was who he was.
Yes.
If you line everybody up and say, do you want to be an assassin? I'm an assassin.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't matter what you do from then on there. That's fine.
Right.
If you're a spy, then you're a spy. But why are you a double agent? Why are you a triple agent? It never explained that. So the the switch so at the end they had didn't to, make sense.
So they had to explain why she became a double triple agent.
Why? Why was?
Because back then, why was Jim, that's all they had?
Why was James McAvoy a double agent?
Because he said he loves Britain, Berlin.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Berlin was split into two different.
Yeah. I understand. Countries. I understand that.
So you know why?
Okay, so she needed to explain herself why she was an agent.
She didn't have to explain it because it had nothing to do with
but
her.
But
we're talking about the writer.
Okay, so we're talking about this was a book based on a book.
Yeah, graphic novel.
Okay, so we're also talking about the fact we're going back in the '80s.
Okay,
where there, you know, that's all they had was agents, spies. That's all they had was spies.
I got all that.
And so now you have to explain yourself why you are a spy or a triple spy.
Every spy movie has a reason why they're spies.
Okay.
Every spy movie has a reason why they became a double agent.
Okay.
Whether it was for money, whether it's for I lived there and my family was there, whether for revenge or whatever. They failed to establish that.
Well, they probably do that in the second movie because you know they make enough money now to do it now.
It cost them 30. This week they made 27. So they're going to get their money.
Yeah, they're going to get their money.
So if they want to do that, they can extend that, which is cool. But I think the graphic novel was just only based on that which just happened.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did, they condensed so much. I think they focused too much on McAvoy too much and not establishing more of her.
Okay.
Other than I'm a kick-ass woman and that was it. If you kept it to that, I would have said, okay, cool. When are they going to use her again? Then I would be like, oh, okay, when are they going to use her again? But now you got these lingering crazy shits of Russia, Britain, and the United States. Like, fucking why? You know? Why? I like reason. There's movies that are dumb, and then there's movies that, you just still didn't establish what you needed to do. You trying to be clever. So it tried to be stylish, and it tried to be clever. The stylish was okay. I think the music got too overwhelming at the end. I knew it was in the 70s, I mean in the 80s. I knew that. I think they kind of tried to overdo it to let you know, oh yeah, here's the 80s music. Oh yeah, here's the 80s music. Oh, by the way, here's the 80s music.
Because it didn't look like it was from the 80s, except for some of the clothes. And it's still,
it did.
Not to me.
You know why you didn't?
Why?
Because you lived there.
Yes, we did live in Germany.
That's why you did. That's why I did. So I already know since I lived there what the environment was. We walk down the street. You go into a small club. You know that's the music we heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Already established.
Everybody else did.
I'm not saying it was a bad thing. It just got too redundant for me because I already knew that. I was prepared for all of that. But it got redundant for me. I loved the fact that they were able to put the music in because I was like, that's right. That's a European artist that we happen to hear in the United States. But we heard them more when we lived in Germany. So, of course, we're going to hear it. Of course, you're going to hear it again. And of course, you're going to hear it. Ooh, of course, you're going to hear that. Whereby in Baby Driver, it was contemporary, but he loved old music. So you didn't know what kind of music he was going to hear. Because he loved old music. And he loved music. So he had tapes upon tapes upon tapes. And it was really good because you didn't know what you was going to hear. And every time you heard something, you was kind of like, whoa,
where that came from? Yeah,
that was pretty cool. But I just hated that they didn't establish her character well enough. Other than, I'm a badass. And I'm going to do what I can and do what I need to do to get what I need to do as a spy. Because I'm going to get the information. I'm going to get everything that I need. And anybody in my way, I'm going to kick their ass. I am done. I love that part of it. I didn't like when you don't establish the story. You got stupid movies that establish the story. You got The Mummy that established the story, which was an awful fucking movie. Awful. But they established what it was.
I think it was awesome.
Maybe you can like it. I didn't say you.
I mean, I'm sorry. I love the fact that she, we lived in Germany. There's not, everybody didn't live in Germany. They had to, you know, establish that they were in Europe. The music there was different there. They had to establish that it was in the 80s. And so, you know, said they didn't create a storyline. I mean, to me, you know, her being a spy and then finding out that she was a triple spy was even more crazy to me. I think that to me was really cool at the end.
I got you. But why?
I just thought it was cool as hell.
No. You can think it's cool. I'm not saying it wasn't cool. I just don't know why.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the answer that I gave Sean when we was talking about music. That's lazy writing. Or that's lazy directing. You're not smart enough to say, the word is foreshadowing. Give you something so when it does happen, you can go, you know what? Remember back when, then you can say, that's why she was. There was nothing to say, oh, that's why she was. They established early that, now if they would have kept it with just the Russians, I would have been okay. Because remember they said, oh, you're very fluent in Russian. Remember?
Right, right.
And then when he said, when they was in the car, he said, speak good German.
Yeah, your German is bad.
Your German is bad. Okay, so her being the double as the Russian, I would have been okay. But why triple twist and make it with the United States CIA? That to me, that was too irrelevant. They didn't even show the United States military there. They didn't even show...
In Berlin back then?
Mm-hmm.
But they were on the other side. They were showing you the side where the Russians were.
They were showing you both sides.
Yeah, yeah, but...
So West Berlin and East Berlin.
Right, so when she went through the gate, she went through...
To East Berlin.
Right, but they
which
didn't...
Which side did she come into? Which side did she fly into?
She fly in on the German, the Russian side.
Nope. She flew into the West side.
Okay.
And she stayed on the West side, and then she went over to the East side.
Okay.
So again, I'm telling you, they didn't establish enough.
How much military people would be walking around in uniform on that other side?
It didn't matter.
So
if you're talking that there was an American influence with the CIA, he was the only influence throughout that whole movie.
Okay.
Just him. So why would she be working for them if he was the only one? Every time you see some kind of influence, you see that, oh, the CIA was involved in here. What the fuck is the, what you call it, doing here? You would see that. But they never established anything other than the John Goodman character. Okay, baby, maybe I'm being a lot critical. But you know me. I watch a movie and I'm a big producer-minded person. So if the director doesn't establish what they need to establish, it throws me off.
Okay.
But if... pure enjoyment. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was okay. What would you give it?
I like it a lot.
So what would you give it?
I'd give it a damn 8. I loved it.
Okay. So you give it an 8. You give it an 8 just like Dunkirk.
Yes.
Okay. No. I give it a low 7.
Oh, that's good.
No, it wasn't bad.
I thought you was going to give it a 5.
No. No, no, no. So if it come on, I'll watch it.
Yeah, that one I'll watch it over and over again.
If it comes on, I'll probably watch it.
Like, Born Identity, I will never get enough of.
Born Identity had a storyline.
Right, but see.
Each and every one of them. Every time the first one come in, you think of the second one. If you watch the second one, you think of the third one.
So this is where they're going to make another movie on this one.
So.
And I think that when they do the second one, I think they're going to do something like, you know, explain why she became a spy.
I would highly recommend if they do. Highly recommend.
I think that. They will, because they're going to have to come. Because right now, at the end of this, she's going on a plane going back home.
Yeah.
Which she's from. So you know somebody's going to find out. And then she's going to have to
go. One way or another, the British is going to say, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, so.
But they put her on extended leave. But she's like, yeah, I'll be on leave. So, but I'm going back to America.
Again, Born Identity, I will watch that. You know, every time that comes on TV.
So we brought that. We bought the damn DVDs.
Yeah, that.
But they play it so much.
Harry Potter. I watch all the series of Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
And then you know I watch. And like if they
Harry
make
Potter's
this
a punk.
And then if they do this is a series, I watch this too. Anything like.
So they have to. To me, they have to establish the character better on the second one. In order for me to respect
if
the
they
want to
make some more money, yes, they will.
I don't think they have to. I think people like you who just like it just because of that, they don't have to do much.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's understandable.
They won't. John Wick, some people was like, that didn't make any sense. That was so
love John Wick.
Stylish.
That's another one I will watch over and over again. In fact, I'll need to watch the second one again because we didn't watch it. I'm ready to watch the second one again.
You know, but I have to see the second one because I missed a portion of it.
Yeah, there's a couple. Yeah, you know how we do it. We'll watch the first and then we watch the second. We did watch the first already, but now we need to just watch the second over again.
Yeah, so, which remind you of the first. But to me, all of that, with that said, like I'm saying, it's not a bad movie. I'm not saying. I just don't.
I know what you're trying to say.
Like,
I mean,
like Alien.
Yeah.
The new one, even though there was some stupid stuff going on in there, I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an 8. Fucking not an 8 to me. But I liked it because it is what it is.
Oh, goodness.
You know what I mean? Another one, movies that, like, we talk about.
Yeah.
If we happen to say, oh, Alien Resurrection. Oh, let me see the one before that. Let's see Prometheus. And then it. Shit like that, but it's not one of them I'll pull up and go, you know what, I got a taste for, let me put on such and such. It's not,
I mean,
that.
The thing is, it's like I said, you know, the action was off the chain.
It was amazing. It was great.
Her wardrobe was off the fucking chain. She wore some badass outfits in this because she was very fashionable.
But it was contemporary to the times too,
right?
So it was stylish to the times.
Yes,
and it just played perfectly.
Yes, it did. Also, she was an alcoholic. She only drank vodka, you know, which I was kind of pissed off about the fact that they kept showing the Smirnoff bottle, and that
wasn't Smirnoff.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was Stoli.
Oh,
it was just, Russian Stolichnaya.
It was because it had the red, white, and gray label.
It's called Stoli.
Okay.
It's a Russian vodka.
Okay.
That was the other clue to let you know that she may have been the Russian agent.
Okay.
She only
drunk, yeah.
Stoli.
Mm-hmm. Because I thought it was, because it kind of had to kept the bottle turned.
The what you call it? Yeah. The red label.
Yeah.
It looks like a beef eater.
Yeah.
No, it was a Stoli.
Okay. But she drank a lot of vodka.
That, she, yeah.
She drank a lot
Stoli's
of vodka.
A really quality vodka.
Yeah, it was. But, I tasted one time, but it was so goddamn expensive.
Stoli's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's down, man. It's because there's so much vodka that's out that, you know, you have a good choice. They got a lot of quality vodka, and they still making it. Everybody can make a vodka.
But nobody can make a true vodka but Russia.
Russia. That's where it started. That's when they said, hey, look, we're going to squeeze these potatoes and make us some vodka.
He said, squeeze potatoes.
That's what they did. So, no, I'm good with a 7. You know,
I think they're good.
After thinking about what you call it, even what's his name movie, Dunkirk, I really thought that was an amazing movie. And then when we listened to our folks from the cinema, I understand how emotional they were because it was a British movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't an American movie.
It was not.
But I enjoyed it more than some of the American movies because it was so subtle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, this was about the excitement. It was like, get that. It slowed down too much because they wanted to focus on bringing in some other characters. They didn't have to bring in that many characters. That other lady from France, they didn't have to bring her in there.
Yeah, they really didn't.
She didn't bring much to the
movie. No, she didn't. All she did, I mean, they could have left her as her spying, taking pictures. And
yeah, as a contact.
And just getting busted for that and then calling it a day.
She could have been a quick contact
here
and there and focused on
I think that you're right about that part, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely that. But
she took too much time that I think they could have established her better. Without her being with her. If they took that time out and established Charlize a little more, I think I would have been like, wow, this is, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like flashbacks. They did nothing of her past. You notice that?
Right.
But she's supposed to be the best agent they had, but They didn't say why.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I think that they just put this out there, and now that is a big hit, and people like it so much.
They tried. And I think that they did pretty good.
Yeah, and I think that, and we don't know how much they made overseas.
So usually when you have movies that was filmed overseas, it does well overseas.
Yeah.
Because they love to say, hey, they showing our country. Hey, they showing something other than America. Those things is done like pretty good.
Right.
So, you know, it is what
I think
it
they
is.
Made the, I mean, I think they made enough money that they're going to do a number two.
So it's the, and the critics didn't kill it.
No, you know what I mean? They didn't. They loved it.
They had it at a, you know, in the 70s, which that's exactly yeah, where I would
put
it. It
was actually higher than the actual review of the regular people like us.
They're, yeah. So the critics liked the concept of it. You know what I mean? With a female protagonist. So I, that's why I think they was like, oh, okay. But story-wise, no, that was just fucking crazy. Because if you read some of it, when they start talking about it, they start saying how, you know, how did they say it?
Yeah, the user scores were 68. But, and then the critics, was 75.
70, yeah, I'll see 72,
yeah.
75,
so,
like that.
Overall, I mean, it did good. Good, I mean, more than good enough for them to say, let's we could do a number two.
Yeah, so I'm good with it. That's mine. That's my take.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So, and you said an 8.
Yeah.
Which compared it to Dunkirk, which is an insult. But different strokes for different folks.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
I'm sorry. I mean, it was just as good to me. Because it's the action part of it to me. I love it. I, like I said, it had a lot of, you know, style to it. She was a kick-ass spy. And on top of that, she was a triple spy. So, again, that was just awesome. And I think they needed something like that to come out. Because I don't. They don't have too many women... you know, leads that are...
It's coming. You see it now. It's coming. Which is good, you know. And again, thanks to Wonder Woman, they know people go to the box office to see it.
And even worse, the one thing you don't want to see, this one movie got higher ratings than that. Girls Trip.
Yup.
Critics gave it 87%.
Which is a shock to me.
Yes, so...
Which is... Gotta understand why what they see.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
Gotta see what they see.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Anyway.
Urban Lifestyle Cafe, thanks for stopping by. Make sure you go to iTunes and subscribe.
And like
subscribe.
Us.
Subscribe. Put some likes. Give some comments. Again, we got contrasting views. We still enjoyed the movie, but hey, if you agree, hey, tell me why I suck.
He which don't is, suck. He
which
just,
is fine.
He don't suck. Understand.
So, bougieblackbrother.com. Go to the website. You can see the different shows that we have on there. And then your selections from that. Bougie Black Bro on Twitter and IG. Fine Black Woman, BLK, on IG and Twitter as well. And Coffee Woman in Tech. You know, when we do our tech, Alicia's overdue on her tech. But you'll be seeing something coming up soon. But that's what we have. Any last thoughts, Boo?
Nope, I'm good.
Thanks for stopping by, and we should see you soon. We got Detroit as well as, what's that, Girls what?
Girls Trip.
Girls Trip. Thank you very much, and we'll see you soon on Urban Lifestyle Cafe.
Bye.